الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. صدق الله العظيم. And most respected elders, ulama-i kiram, and beloved brothers, it's in the air that the month of Ramadan, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is right on our doorstep. The fever of Ramzan has started. The Ramzan calendars have started coming in. The Ramzan shopping has started. In this Mubarak month of Sha'ban, this few days left we have to make tayari and preparation to receive this mihman of Allah, to take utmost benefit from this month of Ramadan. My most respected elders and brothers, the question comes about, how does a person make tayari? How does a person prepare so that he's ready for Ramzan? Ala inna fil jasadi mudgha idha saluhat saluha al jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiyyu kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If effort is made on this piece of flesh, the entire body becomes correct. And if this piece of flesh is neglected, the effect is seen on the rest of the body. My most respected elders and brothers, that farmer that had a few seeds in his hand, it was up to him to make the required effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him those six requirements which he may utilize in order that something comes out of the seed. Allah gave him the sun. Allah granted the moon. The sunlight is understood. The job of the moon to regulate, to take in that sunlight and regulate it and pass on that cool light, that also contributes to the germinating of that seed. Number three, Allah gave him the day in which he can work in. Number four, Allah granted him the night so that he can rest and be ready for the next day. Number five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the asman, from which will come the rain, from which will come those favorable winds. And all this will assist in nurturing that seed. And number six, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the earth, which will look after that seed and bring up that seed. If this farmer utilizes these six boons and bounties of Allah correctly, then what happens? Then that seed, then there's a shoot, then there's a stem, then there's a plant. Before you know it, it's a bigger plant, then it's a tree, then there are more trees. Before you know it, it's a garden, then an orchard, then a plantation. then Allahu Akbar. So many people start benefiting. Sometimes in the means of food, sometimes as medicine, sometimes the wood, sometimes the shade, sometimes the leaves. The old are benefiting, the young are benefiting. And as the plantation increases and increases and increases, the locals are benefiting, the foreigners are also benefiting. One seed, effort was made, and everybody is benefiting. And if it is neglected, then what happens? Then leave that land as it is. Before you know it, there'll be one weed, two weeds, three weeds. The whole land is full of weeds. Then there is a small bush, then a bigger bush. And before you know it, then comes in the thorns and the wild trees. And thereafter it's a forest. Then will come the snakes, then will come the scorpions. No effort. Negligent about it, leave it. Before you know it, you have this big jungle in front of you. Now the thieves will use it as an ideal place to make mashwara. Now the sangoma, the jadugar, the person who wants to make his black magic, this is the ideal place for me to practice my black magic. No effort is made on that land. Now you know it's a jungle. From here the diseases will spread. The locals will suffer. The foreigners will also suffer. My most respected elders, ulama-i kiram, and beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted me and you the seed of iman. Allah Pak has also given us the sun in the form of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Like the noor of the sun is original, the noor of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam is also original. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us the moon in the form of ulama-i kiram, in the form of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, in the form of Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, in the form of Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, in the form of Hazrat Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, in the form of muhaddithin, in the form of fuqaha, in the form of sufiya, in the form of our akabirin rahmatullahi alayhim ajma'in wa damat barakatuhum, who received this noor of nubuwwat, regulated it and passed it on to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us the day, this limited period, to make an effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the night so that we can rest and be ready for the next day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us an earth in the form of these limbs, in the form of our ability and capability, in the form of the quwwat, taqat and strength that Allah has granted us. And number six, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us an asman, a sky, in the form of a shariat, a pure and pristine shariat that has come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also granted us a seed, and these six things which we will have to use and prepare in these few days for the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one surah of the Quran takes a qasam by all these six things. وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا وَالنَّفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. قسم ہے سورج اور اس کے ڈوب چھرنے کی, قسم ہے چاند کی جب آئے سورج کے بعد, قسم ہے دن کی جب اس کو روشن کر لے اور رات کی جب اس کو ڈھانک لے, قسم ہے آسمان کی اور جیسا اس کو بنایا قسم ہے زمین کی اور جیسا اس کو پھیلایا قسم ہے اس نفس جان و دل کی اور جیسا اس کو درست بنایا پھر سمجھ دی اس کو اپنی بدی اور اپنی پرہیزگاری کی ٹیکنگ اے قسم بائی دا سن بائی دا مون بائی دا ڈے بائی دا نائٹ بائی دا اسکائی بائی دی ارتھ اینڈ دا سیون قسم از آن دا آبجیکٹ اٹ سیلف آن دا سیڈ اٹ سیلف قسم بائی دس ہارٹ اینڈ دس نفس اینڈ دس انر سیلف قد افلح من زکاها وقد خاب من دساها. Triumphant and successful is that person who worked on this seed, corrected his insight. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. A real failure is that person who was negligent in this regard. My most respected elders and brothers, أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُدْخَا. In these few days, this heart will have to be cultivated. The soil of it will have to be tilted so that it is ready for the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, summa inshallah, it is hoped that if effort is made from now, by the time the end of Ramadan comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant each one of us such a bumper crop that will last for the rest of the year, if not for the rest of his life. How does a person make an effort on this heart? My most respected elders and brothers, today I'm here just to highlight three things. We must remember, like we have Mubarak months, but at the same time shaitan is on a person's tail. Shaitan will mix the priorities of a person. Shaitan will mix the priorities of a person. So therefore I'm here to speak on just three things, or just touch on three things. Number one, our recitation of Quran has to increase. The effect of Quran will soften this heart by the time Ramzan comes. Those who are reciting, recitation of Quran has to increase. What asar, what effect Allah has kept in Quran? Then open the pages of history and tariq and read the incident of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Islam. Pehle huzur ke dar pe, and after listening to few ayats of the Quran, ab huzur ka hulam o jaan isar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To understand the effect of Quran, read about the Islam of Amr ibn Tufail, Tufail ibn Amr al-Dawsi. Read about Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, who went on behalf of the Quraysh to go and convince Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to leave out this mission. And hearing few ayats of the Quran, he comes back and now he's convincing the Quraysh to leave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone. To understand Quran, read the incident of Najashi, read the incident of the rabbis, Christian rabbis in the court of Najashi. Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reciting from Surah Maryam and they are tearing away. To understand effect of Quran, read the incident of those mushrik women, idolaters, who left their homes and started clinging to the wall just to listen to the recitation of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So number one, our recitation of Quran has to increase. Quran will create that softness in the heart. Number two, my most respected elders and brothers, it must not be so much of Quran, so much of namaz, so much of ibadat. On the day of Qiyamah, a person, hisab kitab, now he comes to the pul sirah and he sees a whole group of orphans, a whole group of poor people, a whole group of widows standing and waiting for him to hold his daman. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِسَائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. All the ibadat was in order. The zakat wasn't paid. All of these people will be waiting to catch this person. Where is our haqq? The month of Ramadan, it is a month to discharge our zakat as well. In these few days we have, the zakat should be calculated and taken as an ibadat, a faraz ibadat. Az-zakatu qantaratul Islam. Gateway of this and gate and north, south, east, west gate. Qantaratul Islam. The gateway to Jannah is your zakat. Inna min tamami islamikum an tu'addu zakata amwalikum. Oh, kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you have fulfilled your zakat, then your Islam is complete. So number two, this has to be checked, our zakat. And number three, our salah. I'm only speaking on priority. Allah Pak save us from shaitan mixing our priorities. Recitation of Quran has to be increased. Zakat. Zakat has to be fulfilled. When a person fulfills his zakat, Allah will give him the tawfiq to fulfill all the other hukukul ibad. And number three, his salam. Imagine, just the other day I was reading. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept so much just in the sunnat namazes. Two sunnats before Fajr. لَهُمَا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, you give me the entire world and whatever it contains, I'm not prepared to sacrifice those two rakats before Fajr. The four rakats before Zuhr, فَكَأَنَّمَا تَهَجَّدَ بِهِنَّ مِنْ لَيْلَتِهِ. Four rakats sunnat before Zuhr. As though he performed the tahajjud of that night, four rakats. Four rakats before Asr. WhatsApp make dua. This buzruk make dua. This buzruk make dua. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has made dua for that person who reads those four rakats before Asr. Rahim Allahum Ra'an. Oh Allah, have mercy on that person who read the four rakats before Asr. Umm Salma radiallahu anha mentioned the four rakats before Asr. Harram Allahu badanahu ala nar. Allah Pak will make his body haram on the fire of Jahannam. Now the riwayat, Allah Pak will build for him a palace in Jannah. The two rakats after Maghrib Salah, without speaking to any person, a person the two rakats, so much of acceptance, so much of kubuliyat, these two rakats are taken and placed in the Illiyin. With the deeds of the pious. Four rakats of namaz after Isha, as though he has performed four rakats on the night of Laylatul Qadr. The witr salah, مَنْ لَمْ يُوتِرْ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-witru haqqun. Witr is a right. Who doesn't perform witr, he mustn't consider himself from amongst us. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My most respected elders and brothers. Allah Pak has kept so much in the sunnat namazes. What Allah Pak must have kept in the faraz namazes. So in short, the message is short. We have this few days before Ramadan. Allah Pak give myself and all of us the tawfiq. Take this message home. These three things have to be put in order. Our recitation of Quran, that will till the soil of this, for the seed to germinate. Number two, zakat. And number three, our salah. I'm sure it wouldn't be hard to remember this. I'm sure all of us sitting here, we all are Durbanites. We all are from KZN. So take K for Quran. Take the Z for Zakat and take the N for Namaz. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.